Welcome to Beyond Just Money by Calkine Media, an independent global media house and investor relations group. Please note that this podcast is for information purposes only. It is not a solicitation or recommendation to buy, sell, or hold the stocks of any companies or engage in any investment activity under discussion. Calkine Media is neither licensed nor qualified to provide investment advices through this platform.
Welcome to Beyond Just Money with me, Samta. And today with me, I have Ms. Nidhi Sinha, who is the head of content for Calkine Media. And today we will be discussing about an interesting topic, that is whether to buy or sell NFTs. So Nidhi, what is your take on it?
Hello, Samta. Today's topic is certainly interesting. But before we move on, let me explain what a non-fungible token or NFT is. NFT is basically a digital asset class listed on the blockchain-powered ledger that validates its authenticity and non-interchangeability. In simple words, NFT is like a contract confirming that a digital piece is original while others are duplicate items.
Well, thank you for explaining that, Nidhi. But tell me more about NFTs and their relation with the art world.
So if you look at NFTs, which is a digital asset, it has captured the collective imagination of the art world and crypto investors. The evolving NFT has also introduced a new way to invest in digital products such as fine art, pictures, music, scripts, and many more such items. Be it American digital artist Beeple's collages, Twitter Dorsey's first tweet, or Disaster Girl NFTs, investors have shown immense interest in the upcoming market. Influenced by the rising mainstream acceptance of cryptocurrencies and driven by blockchain technology, NFTs are available to sell and buy on Ethereum-powered NFT launchpads. In fact, the overwhelming support of NFTs for artists and digital creators has spiked this year due to an unprecedented engagement from celebrities and billionaires the world over. NFTs show how easy it is for creators to list and sell their digital work. Moreover, the creator can also get a small percentage of the proceeds every time the NFT is resold. Investors have been making a big profit by trading in these authenticated art pieces.
Well, this certainly seems to be very fascinating, but can you tell our listeners on how to start their first NFT transaction?
So the process of developing NFT and listing it up for sale on a blockchain-backed marketplace can be done by a few simple steps. The first step is to ensure that the digital art or item is unique or original and not a duplicate. Make sure that this digital item you plan to convert into an NFT is easily accessible and exists on decentralized blockchain systems. Accessing it should be as simple as viewing or posting a photo on Instagram. Next, the seller and buyer need to sign up themselves on an NFT wallet, such as OpenSea or MetaMask. These crypto wallets do not contain any money and can be managed via both private and public keys. The public key is basically an address like the Google Pay ID, which can be shared with others for transactions. The private key, as the name suggests, is like an ATM or a debit card PIN that is held by the user to unlock personal wallet and transfer crypto coins. The buyer or the seller can also opt for Ethereum-based wallets that store crypto coins such as MetaMask, the most commonly used Ethereum wallet. However, such wallets store both private and public keys via the browser's data. So load up the wallet with Ether tokens that can be used in any NFT auction platform or a blockchain-powered NFT launchpad. Coming to the final step, it is to select an NFT auction platform and join it through the crypto wallet to buy and sell digital assets. There are hundreds of NFT platforms, in fact. Some popular ones include Crypto.com, Rarible, SuperRare, and Nifty Gateway.
Well, that's great, Nidhi. I'm sure our listeners will definitely try their hands on NFTs. So all the listeners who want to invest in NFTs, happy NFT investing to all of you. And thank you so much, Nidhi, once again.
Thank you, Samta. This is definitely, you know, a new area which investors can explore.
Well, absolutely. And on that note, if you want to listen to this fascinating and interesting piece of podcast again, please log on to our website, that is calkinemedia.com. And you can also go to our YouTube channel. Do not forget to like, share, subscribe, and hit that bell icon for notifications on latest videos and podcasts. And until we see you next with yet another insightful episode of Beyond Just Money, this is me, Samta, saying goodbye. And like we always say, stay upright and invest wise with Calkine.
Our listeners are requested to make their own inquiries about any investments, and Calkine Media strongly suggests that the listeners seek advice from a financial advisor, stockbroker, or other professional as necessary. Calkine Media hereby disclaims any and all the liabilities to any listener arising from any use of information shared, discussed in the podcast. This podcast is available for a personal and non-commercial use only.